This is First Coast Forum, a discussion of the top local issues in our community. We welcome your opinions. Email your comments or suggestions to firstcoastforum@coxinc.com. First Coast Forum is a public service program of Cox Media Group Jacksonville.
I'm super excited to be talking today because we're going to be talking about small businesses, which is super important to really everywhere in the First Coast. So we brought in Isabel Renault, the CEO of the St. John's County Chamber of Commerce. Thank you for joining us, first off, let me say that.
Well, it's a pleasure to be here. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, so I guess the first looming question, since you're the CEO of the Chamber of Commerce, what is the Chamber of Commerce?
The Chamber of Commerce is a nonprofit mm-hmm. that really advocates for businesses, and we have them all over the U.S., and they are tied to the U.S. Chamber of Commerce in some way. And the goal is really to do everything we can to make sure that businesses get the exposure they need to grow their business, and that we reduce as much as possible any regulation that would impede them from growing.
Okay, and so do you guys focus, specifically on small businesses or big businesses or any size business in your guys?
Any size business, really. That's, it's natural in St. John's County. We have a lot of small businesses, mm-hmm. but we also cater to our large businesses and large employers that we have as well.
So the question being, can a business operate without being a member of the Chamber of Commerce? And, if they aren't a member, why should they consider being a member?
Yeah, so the answer I would say is yes, they can. Now they won't be as successful. Personally, mm-hmm. that's my belief for several reasons. For access to critical information and resources that they need, access to people and future customer that they want to have, and faster access to those things. So you can really run a business and decide to do things on your own and not be connected. It'll take you a little bit more time. You'll have to pull your own connections, and mm-hmm. access will be a little bit more difficult. And also, advocacy, when you have specific issues that are related to your industry, you may not know those things as fast, and which would impede you to plan for your business in the future. So
what would be like a success story that you guys definitely have that we played a huge role in this business getting the exposure and the push that they needed from us?
There are so many businesses that we help every day, from small businesses mm-hmm. to large businesses. Small business could be very well access to future customers or doing one referral, and all of a sudden they get a contract that is really important. Sometimes even an exposure. We had a business at an event that was sponsoring an event, and through that sponsorship, mm-hmm. They get a contract for the entire country through another customer. So this is just one example, but there are also large businesses that we help when we recruit them into the area, or we help them grow by putting them in contact with our economic development partners we work with in St. John's County to help them stay and expand. A recent success that we just had actually this week is the expansion of one of our large employers, Roulon International. Mm-hmm. They are really the leader in the world for wood ceiling, high-end wood ceiling and manufacturing. They manufacture in St. John's County, and they're expanding. And with working with St. John's County, we're able, actually the county commissioner approved an incentive for them to be able to expand on site so we can retain them. So there are different levels of way for us to help businesses depending on what they need specifically.
Right. So that's a huge thing for small businesses specifically. You're a small business. You may not have the employment staff that you need to do specific things, or
yes.
if it's just you.
Yeah. Exactly. Especially in advocacy, making sure that we are ahead of the curve with any legislation that may affect the business. When you're a small business, you're busy running your business and you're not sure what may happen to your industry, but we have your back. Mm-hmm. We'll take care of that. So we have on staff a public policy director, a public policy committee, and we watch constantly legislations. And we work with our also partners in the region doing that. And very often we get together at least once or twice a year to review legislative agendas on how, as a region, we can tackle some issues that are also shared at a regional level.
And that's and you have those things as groups that people you know, small owners can come and listen in on or join in on? Is it almost like a forum?
Well, actually, what we just did that is better for everybody that we did is we just created a podcast. It's called Business Lens, and that can be downloaded from Apple and Google Play. And that gives our members, it's a 15-minute update on everything that you need to know at a local state and local, state, and federal level in legislation that may affect your business. So that's our way to be able to inform our members faster. Yeah. Because even if you have a committee or an event or something, some businesses can't attend. They are a retail, running a retail shop. They are behind the counter and they have to stay there. But if they have 15 minutes or they're driving to work, they can listen to what's the status on their local local legislative issues.
And like you said, you can find that on Apple and Google Play stores.
Yeah, Business Lens.
Business Lens. Yeah. And how often do you guys update that? Weekly?
Monthly.
Monthly? Mm-hmm. Okay, perfect. So yeah, that sounds like a great thing. Podcasts are all the rage these days, I know.
Well, it's very easy and convenient, yeah. Mm-hmm. And we make it purposely not to last more than 15 minutes because it's usually drive time for a lot of people, so.
Right, no, I completely agree. So, you know, obviously you guys are stationed specifically in St. John's County. So you kind of mentioned, you know, bigger businesses talking about coming here. What is the appeal of St. John's County and why are businesses maybe interested in coming here?
Well, we in St. John's County have a lot of, you know, things that attract businesses into our area. One of the things that brings a lot of our businesses for their workforce is the fact that we have the number one school district in the state of Florida. So we have employers that, you know, want to bring their workforce with them if they move in an area that are going to look at St. John's County as a location. We're also, and so we've been the first for the past 9 years. We're also the first and the healthiest county in the state of Florida. That's also attractive for some corporation headquarters as well. And that is the seventh year in a row. So those are a few things that really are unique about St. John's County. And then we have other things that are, you know, we have several nodes on a distribution center for I-95 that are attractive. We have infrastructure going from north to south of the county. Not all every counties have that. And that makes it appealing for us. We work well with our county government and all our partners, Small Business Development Center. We talked about small business earlier. So we have a really good united group of economic development agencies and partners that make things happen.
How do you guys specifically play into economic development?
Well, we work with the region. So we are a member of JAX USA. We're a partner with JAX USA, and we work together with St. John's County and other agencies to be able to bring businesses into the area and help existing business to grow and make sure they stay also in St. John's County. So we work together on targeted industry. We have a targeted industry list to make sure that those are the industry we want to attract that are going to be the most beneficial with the assets that we have and the most successful. We work closely with, you know, workforce, a career source, JAX USA, SBA, SBDC, I mean, just to name a few. But the other assets that we have in St. John's County, and this is, you know, this is attractive for businesses, is that our wages are lower than other part of the region. At the same time, we have a low unemployment rate, so it's good and bad to have a low unemployment rate for us. But we have a highly educated workforce too. 94% are graduating high school. 52% are at least an AS degree and or more. So that's also attractive for employers to look at that.
Well, and so, I guess, you know, a part of the Chamber of Commerce, I think you mentioned it, the Economic Development Council. We talked about it a little bit. You know, what is that specifically? And you know, what are the benefits of having that for you guys and to potential businesses that may want to come to you guys or big businesses that would want to come to you guys?
Well, it's very critical if you're a Chamber of Commerce to have an Economic Development Council arm of your chamber, because this is really the vision of the long term of your community. How do you grow the community beyond what it is today? And how do you make things happen to make sure that the growth is a smart growth that is going to be beneficial and sustainable in the long term. So that means that we have a group of chamber members that are interested in the long-term growth of our county and even regions all together to make sure we can stay strong and so that they can stay here and remain here and grow their business here in the long term. So it looks at everything, infrastructure, workforce. We look at different areas that are important for economic development, transportation, fiber optic, all the things that are critical, vacancy of site, you know, inventory of site, what we call shovel-ready sites that are ready. You just get your, you know, piece of land, you just build on it, but you don't have to work on getting water, sewer connections and all that. All that. That's critical. Vacancy of office space is critical. Pricing and in the market is important. So we look at all of things. It's not, it's never one thing, you know, it's a multitude of different aspects with a lot of partners. It's not just one player that makes things happen.
It's almost like a chess game. You don't just think the first move. You think a few moves ahead of your opponent, or in this case, just the future. You're thinking ahead. You don't want to just open every business that opens, right? You want to make sure that it can be sustainable and that you're not going to build a building that's not going to work, right?
Well, and then you look at the growth. Like in Saint-Jean-Scandy, we've had a lot of growth in the past, I would say, 15 years. And so we know that we're going to continue to grow. We know our population base is going to change. So how do we plan for that? How do we actually leverage that even and make it continue to make it a very attractive location? Right now, we have a lot of residential growth, and that's bringing more roof. You know, the rooftops are bringing more retail, but we want to bring also more commercial and larger company into St. John's County. And we were successful in getting the PGA Tour to expand their headquarter here. They could have gone anywhere. I mean, they are a worldwide organization, and they decided to stay in Saint John's County. And I don't know if you've seen the design of their building. It's stunning.
No, I haven't seen it. It's awesome.
Yes, Foster and Architecture is the architect. Foster and Partner is their architect, and I think they've done companies such as Amazon, and so it's gorgeous. But they're going to have 300 more employees than what they have. Their wages are really high. It's really part of the targeted industry that we want to have and are bringing really good jobs for St. John's County.
Well, and that's what I was just about to say is for anybody that's listening that might be thinking, well, I don't own a business. It doesn't matter to me. Maybe if you want a new career or you need a new job, you know, these businesses coming in here, it offers, you know, like you said, maybe PGA is hiring, maybe these people
are hiring.
You know, right. So that's the thing, is it opens up all these opportunities for people in general who don't even own businesses. Yeah. So it's a benefit to everybody.
Yeah, absolutely. And then just, you know, the creation of a job allows also all those additional services that are going to be created for small businesses, a cleaner, your local coffee shop, and all of a sudden you have all the things coming online because of the growth of one company being there. And very often, you know, we have a large employer in Northrop Grumman. Very often, when you have growth of a local employer, then you have their providers and that are trying to get closer to, especially if the big company is their main client, they try to get closer. And then so you can get more of their vendors coming to St. John's County as well, which we had happened several times.
Which is exactly what you want. That's where the growth is. So, yeah. You know, I guess to bring it back to smaller businesses, like you kind of mentioned, you know, what are some resources that you would offer them only? Maybe not to big businesses, but something to smaller businesses that would really entice them and really, help them and benefit them. I know we talked about, giving them the connections that they need, but is there anything else that's specific to small businesses that they really should be considering when they're thinking about you guys?
Yeah, absolutely. Education is really important, a specific timely topic. For example, making sure they all knew about what are the impact of the new taxes at the federal level and how that would impact their business, what they need to plan, how things are going to be detected maybe differently, etc. So education is important. We provide that to them, as well as, the connection and the networking. But connection is you know, there are some people who start a business and they may not know or are not super comfortable with networking. We help them with that. We do an orientation where we help them in being integrated and guide them on what type of event they need to attend first according to the type of business they have and what kind of market they have, and also where do they want to market in St. John's County, and then what type of industry. So we are really very specific with them on some specific steps that they can do. Mm-hmm. We have several staff that meet with them regularly, especially the when they join the chamber specifically. We make sure that they know exactly how to connect to the right person, and we do referral. So the most important thing for us is to understand what their customer base is, what they're trying to achieve. So we make sure that every month the entire staff knows all the new chamber members that joined and that came on board and what product they specifically sell, so that mm-hmm. we can all do a good job of referring them as well.
Well, and that makes sense. Sorry not to cut you off, but that makes sense with businesses. They may know the actual set it up part, but then after that they don't know the marketing side of it or how they approach we're on radio, so specifically like a radio commercial, what they would want to do if they wanted to do that or something like that.
Yeah, and then sometimes it's a lot of work when you don't know mm-hmm. to have to research that. So if you can be guided specifically and on what could work for you without having to spend an entire day trying to research it, if you're the only staff person right. or you have two staff, you really need to have quick answers. So, because mm-hmm. time is money.
When you don't want to spend your whole time learning a system, for example, you're trying to make something with this system, you don't want to have to learn the entire system to do that one thing. You'd rather just learn how to do it through that system, that one thing. You don't want to waste the time mm-hmm. learning everything. You just yep. want to learn the pinpoint important information.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, I guess we were talking about, PGA Tour opening up. Mm-hmm. Are there any other future businesses that are planning on coming here to St. John's County, or big ones that are important to note that other people would be super excited about because of the job opportunities or maybe new business opportunities, like you were saying, to the smaller businesses?
Well, the one I just mentioned earlier is one that is expanding. Mm-hmm. So that's really exciting for us because they moved here about 12 years ago from Georgia, and they want to continue growing with us. So we're excited about that manufacturer. We work on a regular basis with Jack's USA and mm-hmm. our county, and we share all the leads that we get. So we work regularly with different companies that are looking at relocating into the area. I can't necessarily share all of this information, mm-hmm. but it's been pretty active lately with the requests and the number of businesses that have requested moving into the area. I think that the growth in St. John's County is really putting St. John's County on the radar screen of a lot mm-hmm. of companies where they are really, especially if they are relying on residential healthcare growth. Mm-hmm. Healthcare is a big part of our employment base in St. John's County, including also, and then also tourism as well. But that's the, the part that I think we are regularly having a healthy list of employers looking. But, the big businesses coming sounds pretty exciting and glamorous.
Right.
But I think that the part that I want to make sure people don't forget is the businesses are already here. Those that are already here, we're going to make sure we can take good care of them. And we're going to make sure that they flourish and they stay, and that, there is much more, potential of having one company like the PGA Tour Rulon who decides to stay and expand. They already know everything about our county. They mm-hmm. already know how things work. For us, it's so much more efficient also to have those people stay. And it shows healthy relationship. It's a healthy climate, business climate, when those businesses expand. So I know that bringing big businesses sounds, like the very exciting part. And it is. I mean, I'm not saying it's not. It takes it's like in any business, retaining your customers is easier than getting new customers, and it actually costs less.
you want the return customers.
Right.
You don't want always to just keep getting new clientele. Well, you kind of brought it up in kind of just a passing sentence, but you talked about tourism a little bit. So, what kind of role do you guys play in the tourism of you know, St. John's County?
Well, we work closely with our Visitor Convention Bureau and a Tourist Development Council. One thing that we do that our chamber does, and I don't know if I shared that with you earlier, we actually have two offices.
Really?
We have one in St. Augustine and one in Ponte Vedra Beach.
Okay.
And the one in Ponte Vedra Beach, we are charged by the county to run a visitor information center, but our role has evolved in that area where now we're becoming what we call a destination architect, where we're looking at how to develop assets that are specific to Ponte Vedra Beach to attract a specific type of tourists, tourism overall, making sure that the climate is healthy for it. There was an ordinance that just got passed regarding the panhandling issue. You may be familiar with that downtown San Augustine.
I went to Flagler, so I know all about that. Kind of explain it a little bit for anybody that's listening so that they understand if they don't.
We had an ordinance in the past regarding panhandling in downtown San Augustine. This ordinance has deemed unconstitutional, not just for us, but all of the city that has right. had the same ordinance in the state of Florida and outside the state of Florida even. So because of that, then we started to have a lot of panhandling downtown that became aggressive panhandling. Mm-hmm. And we had a lot of visitors that said that we're not coming back. And that was really starting to hurt the businesses downtown. And we have a lot of members that really affected their business negatively. So the city of San Augustine did a great job. They wanted to see, okay, how can we help the businesses, make sure that we also address the issue and then now also make it clear that we're not talking about homelessness. We're talking about specifically panhandling and aggressive panhandling.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So that's what they really addressed. So the ordinance was updated, was changed, and it was implemented April 5th. So we've helped also in supporting that ordinance and making sure that, you know, our city commissioners realized that it was really important for our businesses, and they did.
You know, and for anybody that doesn't know, St. George Street or downtown St. Augustine is a lot of small businesses.
Yes.
It's very local. And one of the other things that kind of happened is the hurricane. Your website says that you guys have adapted.
We learned so much for the past 2 years.
I think a lot of people did.
We started with Matthew. Matthew was really, really a wake-up call, mm-hmm. I think, for all of us, for everybody, the agencies, the businesses, you know, I can do an entire hour
right.
just talking about Matthews. But what happened is that we really had to find a way to get the businesses back in operation as soon as possible.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And that's a big challenge to do that, a big challenge for their physical, if they have physical damage. And then after that, making sure that their workforce can come to work, or, you know, that they you know, that their personal damage at their houses are not so serious that they can't go to work for a while. All this was very important. And then launch also the reboot kind of the economy mm-hmm. during that time frame. So what we've done is we've put together a group of what I call stakeholders in the recovery. It's the first time, I would say, at least since I've been here, that we've had this extent of damage downtown St. Augustine.
Yeah.
So we could put a picture together what it is, mm-hmm. how bad it is here, or here, and how together we can do a short-term and long-term recovery. And then the state of Florida asked me to speak at the governor's conference on hurricane about public-private partnership
yeah.
and how that helps in business recovery.
Well, and it kind of seems like in general, for anybody who's in a small business specifically, you know, working with you guys, it's like having that hype man, that guy in the background that's willing to help out in any way and really give them that push that they need to be successful.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, for somebody that's listening now that may want to get in contact with you guys to explore options of maybe working, you know, what's your website? How could they get in contact
sure.
with you? Social media pages, you know, all
oh,
that.
Oh, yeah. We're very active on our Facebook page. So we are St. John's County Chamber of Commerce, sjcchamber.com. It's 904-829- 8295681. And the person you want to talk to is Erin Cook. Actually, she just got married. Erin Johnson. And that's the person you need to talk to know more about. And then we invite anybody to come and experience the chamber and see if they like it, if that works for them. And we're, you know, well known for our warm welcome that we do to our businesses.
Well, Isabel Renault, CEO of the St. John's County Chamber of Commerce, thank you so much for joining us
today.
Thank you. And thank you for, you know, enlightening us on everything you guys do.
Absolutely. It was a pleasure. Thank you, Justin.
You've been listening to First Coast Forum, a weekly public affairs program devoted to the top local issues in our community. If you have a comment or suggestion for a topic we should explore, our email is firstcoastforum@coxinc.com. That's firstcoastforum@coxinc.com. First Coast Forum is a production of Cox Media Group Jacksonville.